A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic. I'm Danny Pellegrino, and what a year it has been. What a year. It is only March, but what a year. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy and sane, and I hope I can take your mind off of everything that's going on in the world for a brief moment in time while you listen to this podcast. I do also just want to say that I know everything that's going on in the world in the news, it's very anxiety-inducing, so I hope you're all taking care of your mental health, finding things to do that make you happy, calling a friend, FaceTiming with a family member, whatever it is you got to do to keep yourself happy. Maybe not FaceTiming with a family member would make you happy. Whatever you got to do. I hope that this podcast can take your mind off things for a brief moment. We are going to talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Also, I was doing live shows last week, so I did a live show in Dallas and Atlanta. Thank you to everyone who came out. It was so much fun. I also had special guests at those live shows. So at the Dallas show, I had Carrie and Mark Duber from The Real Housewives of Dallas. And then also at the Atlanta show, I interviewed Mark from Love is Blind on Netflix. And he told me about the show, what he was thinking while Jessica was feeding the dog wine. I mean, we talked about it all. So I'm going to play those interviews in just a bit. Before I do, I want to do a little detour. So we got to take a little maybe mental health detour here. Now, earlier in the year, I told you guys I had my appendix removed. So I had surgery. And after I had the appendix removed, I wasn't able to exercise. I had to slowly start walking and building up my walks. And so as I was doing that, I was downloading a lot of audiobooks. And one of the audiobooks that was recommended by my mother was Hoda Kotb. So Queen Icon legend Hoda Kotb from the fourth hour of today, previously with Kathy Lee Gifford.
Everyone has a story.
Hoda came out with a book called I Really Needed This Today. It's called I Really Needed This Today. And my mom had told me she got it for Christmas. She said, Dan, you got to read this book. It's inspiring. Dan, you got to pick it up. It's so good. It's inspiring. And so I thought one day when I was taking my walk, I would download it. It was like a free download on my Audible app. So I decided to listen to it sort of as a joke. And then I would find myself on walks just like weeping because the book is broken up into chapters. Each chapter is a day throughout the year. Okay. It's a day throughout the year. So I was listening to the audiobook where Hoda narrates. So she would come on and say, she'd say, February 6th. And then she would give a famous quote. So she'd say, February 6th, why does the cage bird sing, Maya Angelou? And then Hoda would go on to explain how like that Maya Angelou quote reflected on in her life and how she took that quote and she lived it or something. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's this like very dramatic, cheesy like music that plays in the background. And they would be a lot of very serious quotes, and it would be something like, she'd say, April 11th, they can put the chains on your body. Never let them put the chains on your mind. Kunta Kinte. And then she'd say, when I started at the Today Show, I had chains holding me back, and I had to get in that host chair, and I had to release the chains. You know, like it would be something very serious, dramatic, like a philosopher or a serious prophet quote or something like that. And then the next one would be something like April 12th, let's party. Ruthie from the Real World Hawaii. And she'd say, when I was 18 years old, I partied in college or whatever. She'd go on to say it. So it would be fluctuate between these like very, very serious quotes and then something light and fluffy. Here's an example of like one of the lighter ones.
March 19th. Spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. Robin Williams. Yes, I love that feeling of sun rays kissing my exposed skin for the first time in months. Let's get this party started, spring.
So I'd be listening to these, and some of them I would again be weeping because they'd be so prophetic, and so they would touch my heart, and then all of a sudden she'd be like, April 26th, let's roll over, baby. Meghan Trainor's dad. I swear to God, guys. I swear to God. I'm not even making this up. There was one that she like literally quoted Meghan Trainor's dad. Like, that's not even, I'm not making that up. Like, there was one, I don't remember what the date was, but I swear I was like hearing the quote. It was like a stupid quote. She gives the date. There's this dramatic music in the background. And then she just goes, Meghan Trainor's dad. And I was like, what? I'm like, did I hear that wrong? I'd be on my walks. And I'm like, what the fuck did she just say? I mean, I realize she's got to fill up 365 days in this book. I mean, there's a chapter for every day of the year. But it just was so funny because some of them would be so serious. And she would tell a story about like being in the hospital or somebody passing away or something. And then she would give like a Kathy Lee Gifford quote that, I mean, it's just wild. Trishelle from The Real World. Like she, oh my God, you guys, it made me laugh, but it's also very inspirational. So I encourage you all right now, especially during these dark times, like go download the audiobook. You'll get some wisdom. You'll get some laughs. And I swear you'll find it very inspirational and you'll find it healing. And you'll also find it so fucking ridiculous and so insane. And I know it's a book for definitely like older ladies. Like I understand that. And that's, quite frankly, like that's the kind of stuff I love the most, is like something that's targeted towards like a 70 plus woman demographic. I think that's like right where I land. So I really like it. Maybe some of you find it too cheesy, but if you're finding yourself needing something to inspire you or to get you through these dark times, go listen to Hoda Kotb's audiobook. October 11th, Never Give Up, Patricia Heaton. June 4th, I Love the Rain, Laura Lee from Vanderpump Rules. You guys got to listen to it. Just please go listen to it. You'll love it. Anyway, we have to talk briefly about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and then I'm going to play those interviews. So we're in Greece and Atlanta, and I'm loving the trip. I think Atlanta Housewives has really stepped it up lately. I'm loving them on this vacation. I love that there's cats everywhere. Every time we see a cat, Nene's just like, I don't want that cat, honey. Get that cat away from me, honey. I love it. I love it. Get that cat away from me, child. And they just show the cats. When they were at the dinner outside in this week's episode, it was so funny. The cat like came by Nene's leg and she's like, ooh, ah, get that cat away from me, child. At the cats. And then there was a dog. She's like, ooh, now Lassie coming now. Now Lassie coming here. I loved it. I loved it. Loved it. Loved it. There was a lot of shadiness from Kenya. Despite everything that Kenya is going through, she still is able to find some shadiness in her to throw at her friend, Cynthia. She keeps asking Cynthia about wine, and Cynthia knows nothing about wine. Cynthia knows not a thing about wine, and Kenya is just going in on her. It's so shady. I love it. I love it. I love it. Portia in her confessional said something like, Cynthia's like the three blind mice. She doesn't see Kenya throwing, reading her. Oh, you guys, it's good. It's good. When they were smashing the plates on the floor at the restaurant, I was like living. I felt like I was living for the first time. I was so happy when they were just throwing those plates down. Tanya's got such a good energy too. Whenever we're in a group scene with Tanya and she's just smiling and laughing and happy, it seems like it makes everyone else smile and laugh and be happy. I really like it. I really like it. And they broke the fourth wall this week when Kenya was in her confessional. The producer asked, why are you throwing all this shade to Cynthia about the wine? Like, why do you keep asking her? And Kenya goes, who the fuck is writing these questions? She says, I'm about to walk out. And look, here's the thing. These housewives don't know that they're going to show that footage. The producers are slowly breaking the fourth wall and showing us this footage that they would normally never show us. And I like that they showed it to us, and I would want them to keep doing it more. And they're going to throw these housewives under the bus, and we're going to see which of the housewives across all these franchises treat the producers poorly and who doesn't. I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited about it. Now, the main event this week is the Ruins Party. Now, I love how everyone was dressed differently for this. Some of them were dressed for like a house party, a frat party. I mean, Marlo and Portia and Cynthia were dressed for a completely different occasion than Tanya was. I mean, it was just totally bizarre. And it seemed like this was going to be like one of those peacemaker events. But then all hell broke loose. And Nene and Kenya just began fighting. Nene called her a negative Betty. And then they were like arguing over who's more negative. And then they started saying each other were bipolar. And they were arguing over who's more bipolar. And I think Nini said, bipolar Kenya, go get your medication. That's why your husband left, bitch, because you're bipolar. Now, I thought this was too far. I thought this was way too far of Nini. Now, I normally like when they're arguing, but this was just like a little bit too below the belt, if you ask me. And Nini said, Mark is twirling out of his marriage with that nose ring, she said in her confessional. And Nini, I get that she hates Kenya. And I think Kenya does definitely push Nini's buttons. And she, Nini, or Kenya asks for some of it, right? Like, I think all of that button pushing that Kenya does is asking for someone to fight with her. And I think that's ultimately what Kenya wants. She wants the fights with people because she gets to stay on the show and she has a big storyline. But then when somebody does, you know, Nini took it a little too far. She took it too far. I don't know. And then meanwhile, like, Marlo was the only one who was like, let them vent it out. Like, Marlo wanted them to keep fighting. And everyone else was trying to settle it down. Portia's like, everyone calm down. And Portia had just made up with Nini. So, of course, Portia wanted to keep the peace. And Marlo's like, let him do it. Let him vent. And I was like, oh, I love Marlo. I love Marlo, and I want her to get a peach. I'm a little concerned that if Marlo gets the peach, then she might not be as good on the show, right? Because she's so fantastic in these little doses that we get with her. But I feel like she's earned a peach. And I hope maybe next season. We'll see. We'll see. But they end with Nini sort of like fake spitting at Kenya. And I'm very curious to see what happens next week. I hate that they did it to be continued. But I think Atlanta's just been fantastic. Especially during these dark times, it's been so nice to just hop in Atlanta and see him throw in some plates. I was so happy. Even when Candy said she like had a throwaway line that she said she collected magnets everywhere she went. I was like, you know what? I'm happy right now. I'm happy. By the way, did you guys see Candy's on The Masked Singer? I know, spoiler alert. I don't watch The Masked Singer, but I did see a clip online of someone singing that shot through the heart and you're to blame. You know, the Bon Jovi song. And it's Candy. You can tell by the voice. It's 100% Candy. And I just would like to applaud Candy. She's always getting that paycheck. And I love that about Candy. And I love that she's in a singing competition. Does she look ridiculous? I think everyone on that show, The Masked Singer, looks ridiculous. And I truly believe in 3 months or a year, we're going to look back at The Masked Singer and we're going to say, what the fuck was that? What's going on there? Why were we all doing that? Why was that a thing? But for now, it's a thing. And it's helping people, I don't know, entertaining people at this hour, but it's very bizarre. And everything that those people are forced to wear, it's very troubling. And maybe it won't be looked back on so fondly as it is present day. But it is Candy. I'm 100% sure of it. I've never been so sure of something in my life. I know the sound of Candy's voice better than I know the sound of my own voice. Remember she was singing, I fly above all the haters. She loved my Candy. Anyway, that's the episode of Atlanta. I wanted to keep it short so I can get to these interviews. So please enjoy my chats with Carrie and Mark Duber from The Real Housewives of Dallas and Mark from Love is Blind. I'll be back later this week with a Vanderpump Rules recap, and I'm going to try to do a Patreon episode, and I wanted to keep you guys entertained because we're all going to be stuck inside, at least for this week. So let's try to entertain ourselves, and I'll try to entertain you. I love you all so much for listening. I will leave you with these chats. Oh, one more thing. We have some business to get out of the way. I do want to mention that the 3 upcoming live shows are going to be rescheduled. I'm sorry, I don't have the specific information quite yet. I'm trying to get some new dates, but I apologize. Unfortunately, we all have to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay a little bit isolated. So those 3 shows will be rescheduled, and I'll let you know as soon as I have more information. Thank you so much for understanding. In the meantime, we had gotten a bunch of merch that we were selling at the live shows. Unfortunately, because those live shows aren't happening as scheduled, we have a bunch of t-shirts, tour shirts, and all sorts of stuff that we're putting up for sale. So if you want to get any of that stuff, you can go to everythingiconic.store. Everythingiconic.store. We have, again, t-shirts. We have pop sockets that say Queen Icon Legend. We have wine glasses. You can get a fancy AF signed cocktail book. All sorts of stuff at everythingiconic.store. I'm also going to be doing a bonus episode on Patreon. So if you want access to those bonus episodes, go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click become a patron. And if you donate $4 more per month, you get the bonus episodes. I'm doing 1 a month. More importantly, you help support this show. So please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. I will leave you with this interview with Mark and Carrie Duber from The Real Housewives of Dallas. We were talking about Thank this you. Backstage, but I was saying that I think you were very much the connector. And what I feel like happened is you left and the whole show went to shit.
You went to shit. Went to shit.
Now, I connected the dots and I thought, wait a minute.
Do you feel like you were a little bit of a connector on the cast?
You know what's funny?
Definitely the bridge.
Yeah, I cast most of the girls because most of the girls were my friends.
What do you mean you cast them?
Well, I mean like Cameron and Carrie.
The ones who brought on in subsequent seasons, she was connected to every one of them.
They were my friends. And so now it's just like a random group of people who don't really know each other that well. And I feel like that doesn't play. You know what I mean? Like I feel like, you know, if I know somebody for a really long time, like, I got all kinds of shit on them, right? But not just that. But you know who they are. You know how to connect with them. You know how to...
Push their buttons.
Push their buttons. But also, like, have real conversations that are deep and
meaningful. You weren't
that
much of a button pusher, though. You were like, no. You put the stop on a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's why I got canned. They're like, ah, fuck that bitch. She's saying too much, you know. She's like, calm down, don't fucking kill her. And
but we need the connector, and I think that audiences can tell when something's inauthentic, or the relationships rather are inauthentic. Yeah. We're feeling that on a lot of the shows right now, right? Like the Dallas last season felt to me like that. I think Vanderpump Rules, a lot of the shows. I feel like we lose the authenticity. Now, Carrie, do you keep in touch with any of the gals?
Yeah. I saw Cam. We had
a dinner with Cameron
Cam and
on Friday night.
Yeah.
Wait, so, you were with Cameron, I think I have on the screen. This was...
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yes.
This was from the other night.
This was at our private school fundraiser. We have kids at the same school.
Our kids go to the same school. We did, like, an 80s theme. I think you probably saw that dress because I think I wore it to, like, maybe Lan's bachelorette party, I think. And I got home like literally from Aspen like 10 minutes before this fundraiser, and I threw that on and some shit I bought on Amazon and called it a day, and I was like, this is 80s. And so that was it.
So they weren't, no one was filming, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no.
So would you ever go back, or are you interested in going back, or what's that deal?
You know what? I actually, right now, I would not go back with the cast the way that it is.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Why say that, or expand? Because you hate them all?
No. No, I don't hate them all. No, you know what I have
But you
loved?
Hate some of them.
Yeah, I fucking hate some of them. Sure. Yeah, I think some of them are sucky pieces of shit.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean...
Oh, they want to know who. We want to know who, right? Yeah.
I mean,
okay, we want to know
no.
who.
No! No, you know what?
I mean, Switzerland right here says no.
Switzerland says no. I mean, I love Cam. She's one of my good friends. Carrie, I cast. I haven't really talked to her that much.
Let's just leave it right there.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused about Carrie. So the new Carrie, she was your connection.
She was.
And they even had said that on the show, which was confusing to me. Because it was like, oh, this is Carrie's friend, but then you weren't on the show. And it was like, well, why are we introducing someone to your
friend?
Yeah,
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So how did you know the new Carrie?
Ooh, that's a really good story.
You want to tell it? You tell it. He tells a great story. Tell the story.
We'll be the judge of that. Yeah.
Well, how many times were you married?
I mean, three. You're my third marriage. Third time's a charm, ladies. Third time's a charm.
How many of your weddings was I at?
Two.
Wait, Mark, you were at her other wedding?
He was at my second wedding.
Well, she worked for me.
And he's my third.
She worked for me.
He was my boss.
And that's where I met Carrie at that wedding.
That's where the homewrecker bullshit comes from, which is not true at all.
Okay.
But
yeah, no, not true, but I met...
Okay, so my stepdaughter was literally my flower girl.
My daughter was a flower girl at that wedding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say here? You know what? Here's what I'm going to say.
People are asking a lot of questions. That's where the Carrie connection comes from, though.
Wait, Mark, just hold on a second. I'm going to say this.
Everyone has a story.
Everyone has a story. This is their story.
It's our story. It's a love story.
Okay,
wait,
go back. Go back to the Carrie, new Carrie.
Okay, so actually, he's telling it like shit. So the new Carrie and I were friends for 15 years. We were friends through my previous husband that I was married to for like literally 3 weeks. Might have been 3 months. Whatever. Got it annulled.
Her husband was best friends with that guy.
Yeah, with her husband.
And
Eduardo.
Now who do they hang out with?
Okay.
Us.
Yeah.
We got them in the divorce.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, we were good people.
Interesting. Now on the show, Mark, you had dealt with some gay rumors.
Yes.
And I thought I know the boys who did it. I don't really know the boys who did it. Are any of the boys who did it here? Anyone?
for the record, I actually have been to the Roundup once.
I was with them.
In fact, I've actually been there twice now, but the first time that I went, the first time.
When was the other time?
With the boys who did it.
The first time that I went to the Roundup was actually that season that that whole thing went down, and we, after that
after
season
your fight
wrapped,
with Leanne,
after the, no, after the season wrapped, the producer said, hey, let's go out, and they're like, we're going to go to the Roundup, and you grabbed me, you said, let's go down there, and we went down there for about 10 minutes, and then we had to go back because you left your cell phone there.
No, I left my cell phone at the filming.
Went there.
Yeah, I left my cell phone.
That was the first time I ever went there. Now, subsequently, we have some very good friends.
So did you ever find out who the boys who did it that Leanne was referring
no,
to?
You guys, I've been looking
like, were
for
there specific
all over
boys?
Town.
Actually, one of my employees used to have a jewelry store that bordered the Roundup, and he said, trust me, I've been there many times. There's no way anything could go down in one of the men's rooms there and it work out. So, you know, the whole story obviously is ridiculous. I don't know.
No.
Too small. People, I heard that, too. Yeah. I heard it was too small. Too small.
If you're going to get your dick sucked, you go to the tin room. Am I right? Like.
Everyone has a smell.
Okay. Let's be real. Like, the fucking Roundup ain't where it's at. Like, you go there to watch people country dance and, like, do the two-step, and they look all weird, but, like, you're not getting your dick sucked.
I mean, we could talk about dick sucking all night, but I feel like we got to move on, right? So, what's the relationship like with Leanne now? Like, after all of that stuff. Leanne had, right?
Okay. I want to say, actually, I think that if you want to hold on to bad shit in life, it pulls you down. So for me, I handled it with grace and integrity, and I let it go. And you know what? That has served me. And I think that in life, you need to do what's best for yourself and also your family and your children. And we have kids, and I wanna show my daughter, you know, if she ever sees this shit, like, she's gonna Google me, right? She's 7. I have to know that in my heart of hearts, she's gonna think, you know what, my mom's a badass, and she forgave someone, and that's a really hard thing to do. And I think forgiveness is everything.
That's
and
nice.
So, you know, we have a good relationship now. To be honest, the gay thing I think was started by Brandy, to be real clear.
Tell me this.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
He's gonna be pissed. He's like, stop giving all the dirt.
But I just Switzerland.
I just don't give a shit anymore. So that's where I'm at. Right?
Mention it all, that's right.
The opinion tonight is not the opinion of the producers, it's
No,
this is just Carrie's opinion.
This is my opinion.
Okay, so wait, tell us about Brandy. What's
okay? Well, you know, if you guys watched that season, like, Brandy was in the car with Leanne on their way to the surgery center where Leanne got her botched tits done, and by the OBGYN.
But now we said it.
And I told her, I'm like, girl, let me fix them. Like, we will do it, whatever. Anyhow, because I'm a good person.
So Brandy is in the car ride.
Brandy
with Leanne.
Is on the car ride, and she is literally like egging her on. I think, you know, you'd only see what you see. I wasn't there, but I feel like that didn't just come out of thin air.
Right. So you hate Brandy?
No. I gotta tell you, I don't hate anyone. I wish her well in her dead bunny and whatever the fuck else. It's a thin storyline, but yeah.
Wow.
But now we said it.
My husband's okay, gonna kill me.
Okay, Carrie, I have a question for you. You were spotted at Bethany's birthday party.
Yeah.
What's this? This shocked myself. I was going to say shocked the world, but it's basically just us that it shocked.
Shocked 27 people.
No. There are at least 300 people.
400.
Here. We sold out tonight, guys.
Hey.
Okay, but what's the relationship with Bethany? How do you guys know each other?
You know what? We actually, it's not through Bravo or anything. It's through a mutual friend. We have a mutual friend, and we happened to be in New York. I flew up there for an event, for a fashion event.
And again in Aspen.
Yeah, and in Aspen too. Yeah, I saw her. We went snowboarding. She snowboards, I ski. But yeah, we just had a birthday party for her.
Is there something you could tell us about Bethany that we might not know?
You know what? I really like her. I think she's a really cool chick, and she's a boss bitch. Yeah. I mean, you already know that. I mean, I would think. I mean, I think what you see is what you get with her, and I really appreciate that she's upfront and honest and just doesn't bullshit. Which, now, you know, I'm from the East Coast, so like that.
Wait, you're from Ohio?
I mean, I'm O'Hizzle, my nizzle.
Wait, but wait, because we're from near each other.
Well, I'm from Connecticut and then Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You went to Kent State.
I went to Kent State.
Can't read, can't write, Kent State.
How dare you, Carrie?
Journalism major, too. I like that.
I was a journalism major.
Yes, you were.
You know what, Carrie? That's a wrap on Carrie and Mark.
God damn it.
I'm kidding.
No, actually, my family is full of the Buckeyes.
Back to Bethany.
Yeah.
Now, you said you went on the slopes with her, and I'm just picturing on her spinoff, she had that snowboard that had the merch thing all over it. Did she have a snowboard with Skinny Girl on it?
Yes. Yes, she did.
That's an exclusive.
She does. No, she does have her snowboard. I actually commented on it because I thought it was cool. I was like, oh. It has Skinny Girl. It's really cute.
That's good to know.
My skis are not, you know, they're Swiss. They don't say boobs by doobs or anything.
Steckley.
Stuck.
You need to get one. You need to get the skis that say that.
Boobs by doobs.
Okay, so also you dated, I didn't know this, but you had dated Derek, excuse me, Mark, I apologize for asking this.
I am not the jealous type.
But you dated Lance Armstrong and then Derek Jeter. Yeah! What, well, first of all, were there any other athletes or famous people that you dated that we might know?
Yeah, there was a list.
Wait, tell me the list.
What sports have you not dipped into?
Basketball, because they're too tall.
Oh, no, I like a tall man.
Yeah, I like tall, but, like, that's excessive. Like, sure. I dated an offensive lineman 6'8", but he was, like, big and, like, 300 pounds. I'm okay with it.
How
like,
small do I feel right now?
He met him. He had him over for cocktails one night.
Any actor?
Guy's a monster.
That's how much we love each other. Like, we're fucked up like that. Like, he's like, have your ex-boyfriend over who's 6'8" and 300 pounds and played for the Cowboys. Okay.
Now, as a gay man, I don't know much about athletes. So I would just like to wonder.
Well, you probably should. I know. Feel like.
Do you know, did you date any actors or musicians?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, I do know that Derek Jeter dated Mariah Carey, so that's something.
I actually ran into one of them last weekend in Aspen.
Who?
Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey?
No, but no. He has one ball.
You ran into Lance Armstrong?
Y'all, I have not seen him in 15 years.
What was it like?
I was like...
How good did you look?
Amazing! Okay, ladies in the audience. Okay, when you pay, like I was a little pissed. I was staying at my girlfriend's house. She's like a really, really wealthy lady. And so she had someone come and do her hair. And I was like, okay, I'll have her do my hair. And it was a blowout. It was like $200. And I was like, damn, like 100, 150, you know, whatever. Paid the $200, whatever. Go out. And then I run into my ex-boyfriend. I have never been so happy to have paid $200 for a blowout.
Sometimes you need it. You know, I saw Lance Armstrong's... do you guys watch the Architectural Digest? You know, the home tours? I'm, like, obsessed with them. And I saw his, and his house looked awful.
Really?
It just... I mean, it was a nice, big house, but it just, like, was not my style at all. Did he have bad interior design style?
You know, I didn't really look at the interior design.
Okay, well...
Yeah, that wasn't, like, my deal.
There you have it. What did you learn about dating athletes in particular? Because I'm always so fascinated by this. Like, is there something you learn? Like, are they always not monogamous? Or is there one thing that you... Of course they're not monogamous.
They're not monogamous, generally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say.
So they're awful.
I mean, they're, you know, they're a lot of fun when you're in your 20s.
Right. Get that deck and get out.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Now...
Get in, get out. It was fun. I had a blast. And it was good sex.
Okay, so tell me, you guys, are you filming something now? We saw online you're filming something. What are you filming? What's happening next?
Okay, so my girlfriend Candace Hines and I are doing like a little...
We love Candace!
Oh, I love her too. She's amazing. So her and I are doing like a fun little YouTube series just for shits and giggles, just to entertain you guys. And it's hilarious. It's just for fun. And then I'm working on Plump It Up. And I can't really say too much because that's like on its way. It takes a while to create a show, apparently. Yeah. When you have a day job.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell me about the practice, Mark. Tell me about what's going on.
I mean, the practice is awesome. You know, the we were talking backstage about the Laser Center, and the Laser Center kind of started as a goof to have a storyline for season two.
I needed a storyline.
And I'm like, the only way that I'm going to let you play that storyline is if you really get your ass in there and run something, and then I'm going to go with it. And
wait, so can I just back up? So you, the Laser Center started because Carrie needed a storyline for season two. I just
want
to
explain
that.
I didn't want it to be that he gets his dick sucked at the roundup.
I mean, it was sort of in the works, but sure. Then, you know, yeah, it was like for her story, and then she ran it.
Well,
it's like if I had to run it, it probably would have been a little half-assed thing because, you know, but she's a boss bitch there. You know, she's turned it into a monster.
You guys, thank you.
A monster.
I feel like, and you know, that's a great takeaway from Housewives, too, because, I mean, you know, I learned how to be a bitch.
Wow. Well, there you have it, folks.
I learned how to stand up
for
myself.
She learned how to be a boss. The important word in that sentence is boss.
Do you guys know anything about next season of Dallas? Like, have you heard any rumblings or anything?
I mean, I think it's happening. I think it's happening. I mean, the ratings were shit last year, but I think that they're trying to...
I think they cut the budget last season because you guys noticed there was only a couple confessional looks from every person. I think they, like, really cut the budget. The same intro, like there were just some budgetary cuts. Yeah. Anyway, Carrie and Mark, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, you guys.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. And now please enjoy my chat with Mark from Love is Blind. As you can imagine, we just sort of cut right into the interview because all the clapping and everything was a little loud, so I cut that out at the beginning. So that's why these interviews are just cutting to the chase. You know, I want to make it easy on the ears for you guys. I love you all so much for listening. I will say goodbye to you now. Please enjoy this chat. First of all, what's it been like watching this show sort of blow up?
None of us expected this at all, first off. I think all of us were just kind of like the experience, even when we showed up to shoot, it's like this rinky-dink kind of van picked us up and we're just kind of like, is this actual production or is this going to be on like a big show? So we waited a whole year and a half for it to even come out.
Filmed it in 2018.
2018, October 1st of 2018 was the first day of filming. So waiting a year and a half for any of this to come out and seeing it over again is kind of like this, oh, wow. Like kind of like PTSD, you go through it again and you're like, oh, that's what happened. Okay, so now, yeah, none of us expected that.
Was there a reason or do you guys have any insight as to why Netflix held off airing it?
I mean, it's the first season of its kind, right? And so I think they had so much to edit. There was so much content to put into 10 episodes that they filmed. I mean, it was 8 weeks total, but they're with you all day, every day. Sorry, it's a little high right there. But all day, every day.
Like I felt that one in my feeling.
All day, in case anybody was wondering.
You really fell in love with Jessica. It wasn't a hoax?
It wasn't a hoax. Okay. I will say this. There are a lot of things in the pods that they didn't grab. We didn't just connect because we're both from Chicago and we like Golden Retrievers. Like, we connected on a deeper level because of the family. You know, for myself, we had one of the days where we had to give a gift, and one of the gifts that I gave was my grandmother's bracelet. And my grandmother had passed away a year and a half before the show,
Sorry.
And you know, beautiful woman, lived till 94, so tough as nails.
Yeah.
Loved her to death. We were like best friends. And so, you know, after that, for me to like kind of give that to someone, it was like allowing her to be a part of my family. And so for me, like, we connected on so many deeper levels than just that. I mean, I totally understand. It's so much content to put in, but yeah, we connected on a deeper level than that.
I wish they would have spread it out a little bit more. Although I did love how fast it moved. It did. It felt like we missed
day two proposing. All right, yeah. Let's go.
I was telling him backstage, like, doesn't it feel like it's hard to watch like The Bachelor now because it feels like it just moves so slow? It's like Love is Blind. Like, now I'm used to that speed, so I'm not interested in anything else. I need it to move fast.
Slow and steady is overrated, right?
Right. Now, have you been paying attention to all the celebrities that have been obsessed with this? I saw Gwyneth Paltrow had like been talking about it.
Kim Kardashian had commented about it. She's like, finally, I'll watch it. And I'm like, wow, we were really making something here then. I'm like,
it's
like all these other celebrities are watching. It's pretty crazy.
So tell me about filming in the pods. Like, was that awkward at first, or was it like...
I'm not going to lie. My first two dates were... it's not that we just didn't connect, I'll say that. Like, it was just very... And it's very nerve-wracking. Like, right before you're about to walk in, you're, like, shaking a little bit. You're looking at the number above the door, and you're kind of just like, I wonder what's about to happen. You walk in, and you kind of get relaxed because it's this couch with a little wine bar with little wine shooters that you're just kind of like, all right, to ease the nervousness, right? And then... You don't realize how comfortable you get so fast. And the second you hear someone's voice, you're just like, oh, okay, so there's someone else on the other side, right?
Did they encourage you to kind of dress up in the pods? Because I would have looked like I was, right? Like, I would have been in my pajamas.
I hope everybody liked the outfits. Like, they're like, you need to bring X amount of outfits. I think I brought like two or three extra that I'm just like, I don't know, I'm going to be on TV, so I might as well look the part. Like, look right.
That's true. So where do you stand with Jessica now?
Oh, we're good. We're good. As you know, as good as someone can be going through with, like, this was such an intense experience that, like, we were both going through, like, it was crazy, all right? It was crazy. And, you know, all is forgiven because I think everybody in our life is here to teach us something, whether good or bad. I think every relationship, we've all been the hopeless romantic that gave everything and that person didn't reciprocate it back. So I think deep down, like, I thank her for everything, because even now I'm more introspective than I've ever been, and I know exactly what I want, know how to set boundaries, and I'm super thankful. So even at the reunion, I'm like, no hard feelings. Like, I really appreciate all that we went through. So
I know, isn't he the sweetest? Now, Mark, there's something I was very upset that we didn't cover at the reunion, and I just want us all to just, we got to talk about the dog wine.
Oh, man. You know.
What was going through your head when she just... casually gave the dog wine?
I think...
That's when I got hooked, by the way. That was when I was like, what the fuck's going on? Honestly, need to watch every minute of this show because the woman just casually gave a dog wine. And I think she said, like, under her breath, she's like, he likes wine. I don't blame him for that, but I'm not sure that we need to be giving the dog wine.
Honestly, during, like, when we were... That scene, I was getting grilled. I don't know if anybody remembers. I was getting grilled with questions about my age the whole time. So I was kind of just, like, focused on those kind of questions because it was one after another after another. I kind of saw it at the corner of my eye, but it's weird that, like, seeing it back, you're just like, oh, shit, that's what happened. I was like, oh, like, that's what happened.
You didn't even blink twice when she
I was just like, all right, here we go. All right, next question. All right. Anyways, there's a dog. Okay, next question. All right.
Now, I know the show had been it had been held off for like a year, but I wonder what it was like watching it back and seeing her with Barnett. Like, did you, right? That would have been tough to watch.
You know, I think...
Were you pissed at Barnett?
No. So funny thing, me and Barnett were actually roommates during the experience, like when we first started out in the pods. And so I helped him get through a lot of like decision making that he had with Lauren and LC and Amber. And like, he was talking to me about Jess, like after the pods, we didn't even know, like when we rewatched it, we were like, I didn't even know this happened.
Yeah.
So rewatching it, I'm just kind of like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Let's this kind of thing. Granted, I was already kind of over the whole thing, but you rewatch and you're like, damn, I wish we could have talked about it. That could have been something that we could have, like, another obstacle, right? But again, everything happens for a reason, so...
Were producers feeding her wine? Because it seemed like... It seemed like someone was.
I will say, the alcohol consumption was like here in the first day of the show, and like day three, everyone gets emotional. And we're all like, I'm so sorry, man. I love you, bro. Like, oh, so like, it was like here, and I think some people either stayed at that track.
She seemed always drunk, and she seemed to always be mentioning how old the difference in age was.
So I'm 26 now, in case anybody's wondering. So,
Mark, are you dating anyone now?
I'm not. I'm single. So.
And what, do you have a type or?
No, I just, to be honest, it's just someone that, you know, can, what was that? 31.
You want, do you want kids? Do you want?
How many kids do I want?
No, do you want kids?
Do I want kids? Yeah. Yes, I do want kids.
Are you interested in like settling down now?
Right now, I'm just focused on like my career and what I want to do right now. So I'm trying to figure it, I'm trying to navigate this whole thing of like the show. So if, now granted, I'm not going to deny someone, if we do have a connection, I'm like, all right, let's do this. Like, as long as we can do it together, like, let's rock and roll.
So. I feel like your DMs are probably crowded.
You know, I'm not the type of dude that gets, like, enthralled with all that stuff. Like, I just, moving forward. I mean, there are, like, it is kind of cool to see, like, a couple people pop up, and you're like, oh, hey, like, you know, the blue check marks that are sliding in, so.
Right. Right. Now, there was something that came to light. Yeah. There was something that came to light on the show recently. It was like an editing discrepancy where Giannina, she had a mud stain and then she didn't have a mud stain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Was there reshoots? What was going on?
No, so I, funny thing, like I had heard all that went down, and but I'd never seen it. So when it all went down and I saw her fall, I was like, oh no, like that was like one of the craziest things that we had seen like in the show. And so editing wise, like, we didn't do any like reshoot. That might have been like after.
So there were no reshoots.
No.
Now I have this theory that Nick and Vanessa, who were the hosts, I feel very strongly that they were added in post. And I stand by that theory. Were they added in post? Were they around the whole filming?
So believe it or not, again, same thing that it goes to, like, there was so much content. Like, Nick actually helped out the guys. From what I said, like, on our side, he helped us out a lot. Like, I sat down with him on the couch a couple times. I'm like, bro, this thing is getting crazy. Like, I don't know how to, like, handle all this. Like, I'm getting emotional. Like, he's getting emotional. So, like, and even on the wedding
day. Did
he
talk about Jessica?
No. My Jessica or, like?
No, Jessica? No, not your Jessica.
Oh, okay.
Our
okay.
Jessica.
He talked about it, Jessica.
People's
it
Jessica. Was
just, they're both blonde, so I kind of tried to figure out which one it was. So, no, even on the wedding day, though, like in the groomsman room, he was there and like hyped us up. And
I can't believe they didn't show them on the wedding days.
You know, again, I don't think the producers knew how this was going to go, essentially. I don't even think they thought anybody was going to get engaged, personally. I think the amount of people that got engaged like was like a huge shock to them. Right. They were just like, oh, well, fine, we'll just do it. And then like that, I think that's what cut down their screen time with Nick and Vanessa.
And you guys had a reunion. The reunion filmed much later, right? It was like...
Yes. It was about 2.5 weeks ago. 2.5 weeks ago.
And I was upset. I wanted more out of the reunion, right? Like I felt like, how did they not ask about the dog wine? I thought like, what... Like, what was going on there? So was it a quick reunion filming? Was it short?
It definitely wasn't short. We were there for about 4 hours, I think. 4 or 5 hours of just, like, straight...
That's short for Bravo fans.
Sorry. I'm new to this whole, like, reality TV thing. So, for me, I'm, like, sitting there, like, God, I got to go to the bathroom. And, like,
we want our people with Andy Cohen for a minimum of 17 hours.
Sorry. I
get mad when Andy Cohen will tweet out, like... just got wrapped filming a 18-hour day. I'm like, you should have been there 19. I need more time. And Vanessa was doing a lot at the reunion when she was like kind of crying, wasn't she?
I will say it was very therapeutic at that reunion. So like I feel like some people were kind of crying. Like and like I don't.
What do you make of Vanessa?
No, she's great. She was always nice to me. I'll say that. She was always sweet to me and always treated me like with respect and never like was snappy or nothing like that. So from what I hear.
So was she snappy with production?
Not that I saw. I'm over here focusing on like trying to get married within 10 days. So it's like, Vanessa, thanks for the support. Like we're good.
All I would have been, if I was a contestant, I would have just been thinking about Vanessa's knife photos. Do you remember those?
I don't even know about those.
She took some very risque knife photos with Lindsay Lohan and possibly a bag of We're not sure. But that's all I would have wanted to know. Okay, Mark, before I let you go, what are you up to now? Your personal training, where can people find you on social media? Do your, promote your shit.
So, thank you. I'm a group fitness instructor at Soulciety Fitness, not SoulCycle. People think I'm like a cycling instructor. I'm like, nah. But Soulciety, it's a group high-intensity interval training. It's kind of like similar to Orange Theory, where you're doing treads, bikes and rowers, and weights in the weight room. But I'm also going to be doing there's a lot of stuff coming up that I want to do with events where it's going to be me. So follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be setting things up locally, whether it's different cities. But I just want people to understand that, like, you don't have to just walk in a big box gym and not know what to do. Like, group fitness is a way to, like, really kind of, like, have fun with a team of people that are all doing the same thing. Doesn't matter what you're doing.
And more importantly, I follow you on Instagram, and you posted a shirtless workout video, and that's reason enough.
It was laundry day.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.